Once upon a time, there were 25 tin soldiers painted with bright uniforms of red and blue. They were all brothers, cast from the same old tin spoon. Each soldier looked exactly alike, except for one. He was the last to be made, and the tin had run out, leaving him with only one leg. But he stood just as steadfast as his brothers. The soldiers belonged to a small boy. He had dozens of toys, from balls and clowns to a magnificent model castle. The castle had high walls and turrets and windows to peep inside. White wax swans swam outside on a lake of mirror surrounded by miniature trees. But most beautiful of all was the tiny dancer who stood at the castle door. She wore a necklace hung with a glittering sequin. Because she stood in pirouette on one foot, the tin soldier thought she must just have one leg, like him. "Oh, she is so lovely," he sighed, "but she is too grand to be the wife of a simple soldier like me." So the little tin soldier hid behind a snuffbox and admired the dancer from a distance. No matter how long she stood on one leg in her pirouette, she never lost her balance. At night, the boy put all his toys away. 24 of the soldiers went back into their box. But the little tin soldier, hiding behind the snuff box, was left outside. As soon as everyone in the house was asleep, the toys got up and began to play. They danced and fought battles and held picnics. The tin soldiers wanted to join in but were stuck in their box. They rattled the lid but it wouldn't come off. The only two who stayed still were the one-legged tin soldier and the little dancer. She remained in her eternal pirouette, balanced on one toe, and he stood steadfast, gazing at her with love. But then the clock struck 12, there was a rap and a tap, and suddenly the lid flew off the snuffbox. Out sprang a mischievous troll. He was a nasty creature with wild hair and an evil eye, and he wanted the dancer for himself. Take care.